Hi, I'm Daisy Mack, and this is Spiritual Mixtape. And today we are doing a... Why am I totally spacing on this? I know why I'm spacing on this. This is my second time recording the episode today because I am in the pre-shadow of Mercury retrograde. Let's get to that in a second. Let me introduce this again. No editing this out. We are an unedited, unfiltered spiritual podcast over here. Hello. Welcome into the episode that is your spring equinox breathwork. There are no coincidences in life, and we are coming straight off the back of Pisces season with all of its closing, emotional ends, letting go, and this concept of begin again. Like, it's okay to close this because you get to start again tomorrow. You get to start again, full stop. It doesn't matter whether you give it as tomorrow or not. That has been what we've been living in. And now we get this beautiful spring equinox where day and night are at equal length, or autumn equinox if you're on the other side of the hemisphere. But it's still the same concept, okay? It's still the idea that day and night are the same length. It happens just a couple of times a year. Oh. And all of this is coming as we cruise into the eclipses, a once in an 18-year scenario, and as we hit the first retrograde that we have, like, we haven't been in a retrograde for the last few months, and we haven't had a Mercury retrograde, obviously, for they happen 3 to 4 times a year. So we're hitting our first retrograde and it's a Mercury one. And actually, there's all these brilliant moments in March leading into this where Mercury sort of, it's like it's trying on new faces. It's like it's experimenting with who Mercury is going to be in this next phase of life. Like, what I'm seeing is like like a Mr. Ben character where it's like, well, in my flirty and 30s phase, I'm gonna wear this outfit and you're going to really appreciate. There's this account now that I'm seeing that I follow on Instagram where this guy is not animal cruelty, I promise you, dresses up these quails that he has with these tiny little hats, and all I'm seeing is like detective hat, and it's so cute, and he has carrot top hat, all these hats, very amazing. And that is kind of what Mercury has been doing in the run up to, it's been putting on its quail hats, trying them on for size, seeing how they fit, and they're like, do you like it when I deliver messages in my carrot top hat and it's very earthy and vibey, or do you prefer it when I'm a little bit buttoned up in my detective hat? Don't worry about my dogs. I am not starting this recording again. We are going through it with the dogs, with the whole vibe, and even with my crazy rambling about quail hats. Because something, right, and this is actually the theme of today's breathwork, something in your life is taking bloom. I feel good about that. You have been nurturing something in the midst of all this letting go. You have been tending to your fruit groves, to your orchard. And I was talking about this on the last two podcasts, where when you plant a fruiting tree, it takes a couple of seasons, or a couple of seasons, like annuals, for the tree to bear fruit. And I'm thinking about this so clearly because last month I literally had this conversation with my wonderful friend Roz, who was telling me about her avocados. She is the most glamorous girl I know, but she loves gardening and she's always keeping seeds and cultivating and growing fruit and veg. And she's been keeping all of these little saplings going until she lives in Switzerland. So it's still too cold to plant them. And I asked her about the avocados and she said to me, well, it's going to take, you know, probably 3 years before I see an avocado back. And I was like, wow, that is a long time to be tending in a, and again, I said this in the last podcast, but it's the idea that we live so fast now on social media, we need immediate gratification. And you got to wait really in nature for 3 years, if not more, to see the fruits of your labor. And this secondary idea has also been coming through of you get the fruit on your trees, finally, your branches are feeling delighted at the extra weight of all this amazing fruit. And then some naughty little person who had nothing to do with the last 3, 5, however many years of you growing and you nurturing, and they just come and take your fruit. And I put the idea forward of how do you make so much that you can deal with a couple of fruit grabbers? How do you make so much that your orchard is just not even like, you just don't even care about fruit grabbers anymore because you are good? How do you make your boundaries so your gates around your orchard, not impenetrable, but the right code to get in so that only the people that you really want to have your fruit, who really deserve it, who know the code to get in, who understand your boundaries, so that only they can come in and have your fruit? Well, I'm not completely sure if we're going to dig all that way down, all that depth in just one breathwork. But I do know that that kind of inquiry involves a steady but consistent practice and progress. And I was about to say, let's begin, but I do want to mention this because I think it's a very beautiful, timely and important point to make. If you think back to this time 4 years ago, so for me, I'm recording this on the day of the eve of the first lockdown. I'm recording it on the 14th and it comes out on the 18th. This would have been our first week in COVID-19 lockdown 4 years ago. And when you think back to then, because you could be like, Daisy, surely spring equinox follows every Pisces season. And it's sure, of course. But when you think back to 4 years ago, there was only question marks. There was no assertive begin again, assertive your fruits will bloom. We were living in a frightening, fearful time. We were looking only at the close of the chapters, at the deaths. It was very, very, very hard to understand that tomorrow will come and that you could bloom better. So don't take this moment for granted, is what I'm saying. Enjoy this moment of potential and work with it. Be intentional. So how do you be intentional? Okay, well, let's get to the education teaching point of this and the differentiation between the last two episodes, Begin and Begin Again. And if you haven't downloaded the Begin Again breathwork, go to my Stand store. The link is in the show notes and drop your email in and you'll have a streaming link to Begin Again. And you can keep up with this practice and you can dive in and go deep and you can find out all about your soils, the level of water and sunshine that you need to fruit, to bloom, to live in full vitality. And I know I said we were going to get into it, but I do want to also give you a really meaningful quote right now, because I know, I'm jumping all over the place a little bit, and I promise we're going to get there. But I want to give this to you because I know it's so good. And a client said it to me literally here yesterday when she was having a private. She said this: our brains would endure a familiar hell rather than chase after unknown heavens. And I think that is really important when you're thinking about growing fruit, especially when it feels like your branches have been bare for a really long time. You're like, why am I still bare? Why is this? How do I change this? Maybe you don't think, how do I change this? Maybe you're more of a victim and you're like, my branches will never bloom again. And I think that this quote is where it becomes easier to understand that so much is in our power and so much of our issues are because we choose to be victims. We don't understand that, where is that amazing quote? That we would rather endure this familiar hell of bare branches rather than chase, like find the effort, the momentum to chase an unknown heaven. And I truly believe that breath work, meditation, turning inwards is your way out. Is your way to full, heavy, loaded, fruit-bearing branches. But one step at a time, hey, let's do the breath work. But first of all, I have got some thought starters for you. I will drop them into the show notes as well. Breath work always works better when you don't expect your subconscious to do all of the work without you doing a little bit of excavating first. So if you're a journaler, press pause, get your journal. If you just like to lie back and contemplate, do that too. Remember that we are going from the idea of Pisces season and this concept of begin again. So it's the idea that you close to reopen, that you shut off the things that haven't worked to be able to have the energy and the space to open where you do want to grow and bloom. And then the spring equinox is literally the growing and the blooming. It doesn't mean that you can't do this episode if you haven't done the ones before, but it's about the process and following the path of nature that has got us here. Okay, so here are my 3 points. In fact, why don't I tell you them first? Reflection on growth, nurturing your path, envisaging your future. And I'm super happy about that because I cannot say envisaging. In the last episode where I didn't have any sound, I just couldn't say envisaging. So there you go. That's how I've grown in the last 6 hours. Let me give you these prompts and these thought starters. We'll start with reflections on growth. So think about new beginnings or changes that you have initiated during Pisces season. So perhaps you were like 2 months into the year and like, I've reverted back to some of those familiar hells. I've not taken my New Year's resolutions on at all. Whatever it is, think about the new beginnings or changes you initiated this Pisces season. Now that some time has passed, like we're coming to the end of the season, reflect on how these changes have started to grow or evolve. It doesn't need to be big. It could just be like, well, for the last 3 days, I've actually shown up for my breath work practice. For the last day, I've set boundaries and I've kept them. Celebrate your small victories. And then the last part to this one is, what signs of growth can you see? How do you feel about these developments? So again, these are in the show notes if you want them. Now, nurturing your path. Consider what your new beginnings need to flourish fully. Are these specific actions, resources, or support that you need to provide for yourself to nurture your growth? And if you can you write down the steps you can take to ensure that your new paths are well supported and have the best chance to thrive? I'm going to give you a pro tip here. Nurturing your path should have a big, like, list of who your cheerleaders are, of who your supporters are, who are the people you can call on to ensure that you don't fall off your path, or who are willing to be like, sure, jump on my back and I'll take you a little bit, I'll take you some of the way while you're tired. If you are not considering where your web is, where your tentacles go for nurturing your path, you're missing a really meaningful, energetic step. Now, final one. And this is such a beloved thing in breath work. Everybody loves it because it's kind of like manifesting. Envisaging the future. Imagine yourself a few months from now. Why don't we make this a bit more spiritual mixtape, go even deeper on this, and rather just casting our mind to a few months, let's give it a definitive, let's see this in the next set of eclipses. That's in 6 months' time. And if that feels too far for you, why don't you pick the next new moon, the next full moon, the full moon in 3 months' time? Like, pick something specific and moony related, because we love the lunar here. Be definitive, be intentional. And see yourself in that moment, in that timeline, at full bloom. So six months from now, what parts of my life are in full bloom and can I experience in full bloom? Like, how does that look for me? How does that feel? And I've got some more like words and keys in here, which I'm going to drop into the show notes. But for now, I'd love you to focus on this bit. Like, you can pop me on pause if you want. To describe that moment 6 months from now in detail. And I really want you to decide on an achievement and how that achievement feels. It's deeply powerful. You're going to feel it a little bit now in the breath work. But this is the key, really, for time traveling. And if you've worked with me for a bit, or you're a fan of the podcast, or you've been following for a moment, you know that I talk about time traveling and portals. And bear with me on this, right? Because whether you believe in the spiritual or any of that side, time traveling, casting your mind forwards or backwards, is a key part of every, and I'm happy to give this a sweeping generalization, every successful, especially wildly successful person on the planet, or has lived on the planet, has been able to time travel. In their mind, they can see their future successes, they can feel them, and they use that as their guiding light. That's their manifesting 101. Know indecision, full confidence, clear vision. And I do believe, really, that the veil is very thin right now between us here on this dense planet and the future. There is so much of intelligence and wisdom in the world that desperately wants us to move forward and to succeed. Because there's also a lot against us. Global warming, political, just generally societal systems that are unfair and outdated and should have fallen by now. So the infinite intelligence and reordering of the world is making it so that people who usually wouldn't be able to push themselves out of their born into limitations are able to do that now, are able to jump the timelines. Okay, let's get into the breath work. What I'm going to say, same as always, if you're operating heavy machinery, press pause, do this when you can lie back, close your eyes and be fully in the moment. Don't deprive yourself of really seeing your timelines. If you have any existing health conditions, now is the time to press pause. Again, if you're pregnant as well, and check with your medical provider if this is the right practice for you right now. If that isn't an issue, but you're new to breath work and you're feeling like you're curious, but you don't completely want to jump in, I would just say breathe deep, breathe fully, and use this like a guided meditation. Try and move your breath from the top of the chest down into your belly. And by that, I just mean breathing to the full range of your lungs. And when you do so, your lungs push down on a part of your body called the diaphragm that sits below them. And that turns out and that pushes down on your organs. It's all completely healthy. We are meant to breathe with our diaphragm. Don't be worried about this. This is actually how your body wants to breathe. And that pushes your organs down and that pushes your soft belly out. Looks like a Buddha belly. If you are familiar with my particular style over here at Spiritual Mixtape, you know that I use something called a recovery breath. It is two inhales for every exhale. We are increasing the oxygen in, changing the carbon dioxide out. It allows our body to move very quickly and swiftly from the stress response, that's fight, flight and freeze, into rest and digest. And digest is a good word here. So if you hear your tummy growling, it is a good sign. It means that you are no longer tense, holding your tummy, worried about that to-do list. Your body has got all of the right signals and it is now growling at you as it does its job properly. You do you. If lying down isn't comfortable for you, if closing your eyes and covering your eyes isn't comfortable for you, do what feels kind in your body. Okay, let's begin. Get comfortable. I love to do this lying down, but you could do it sitting up. I'm going to guide for both. So feel free to do whatever suits you. And begin by just finding your breath. Like, connect in with it. This could be the first time today where you have taken a conscious breath. And as you start to breathe, if you start to feel like a heaviness on your heart or even knots in your tummy, do your best to loosen yourself up. Let your shoulders become broad. So sometimes that means knitting the shoulder blades closer together. And then the heart comes to the fore. You might want to take the head side to side. Wiggle the hips. If you're lying down, let your feet move side to side, like windscreen wipers. And actually, if you're lying down, this is always a lovely one too. You can put your soles of your feet flat on the ground, the bed, so there's a bend in your knees, and you can just gently move your knees side to side. You don't need to touch the floor with them. Just gonna open up the hips. You can take a little stretch up as well if that feels good. Wiggle your fingers while you're up there. I'm still moving. my hips. And now let's become aware of our jaws. Our jaws, we have one jaw, but we have two places that it meets the bone. I love to give myself a massage. You can just touch that point. But I also become aware of the temples. So this is just at the end of the eyebrows on the outer side. Breathe in. And as you breathe out, imagine any tension in the muscles around the jaw and the temples just pings out. I think we should do that another time, two times. Breathe in and let the tension in those face muscles ping out of your body. Breathe in again and let those muscles release, let go. Incredible. And if you are carrying on with just the single deep inhales, now's your time. Really let the throat open up. Like, let growls out, whatever audible sounds you need to feel like your throat is fully opening, that you're connecting your breath below the chest into your body. And for anybody else that's taking the double inhales with me now, let's breathe all the way into our bellies, like really feeling our torso fill up. And then a tiny suck of air into the chest and let go. Breathe in. Breathe in. And let go. Breathe in. And again. And let go. Breathe in. And again. And let go. Breathe in. And again. And let go. Breathe in. Again. Release it out. Breathe in. And again. And let it go. Breathe in. And again. You're doing so good. Let that breath out. Breathe in. And again. Let the breath out. Breathe in. And again. Exhale. Inhale. And again. And release. Inhale to your belly. Inhale in the chest. Let go. Inhale. Inhale. And release. Keep taking those double inhales or those deep inhales and an exhale, following the breath pattern that feels like it belongs in your body. As you breathe, let your mind begin to trace and connect. Feel into the energy that you have put into the closing of chapters and how they have let you open up new pages, new stories. What is your clearest sign of growth? How do these developments make you feel? What more do you need to add to feel your beginnings flourish? Who do you know who will support you as you grow? Who do you know who is excited and wants to see you flower and bloom? Let the information land, coming back into your breath, feeling the deep inhales. They have the power to both cleanse and renew. Let's breathe into our bellies, into our chests, let go, belly, chest, exhale, belly, chest, exhale, belly, chest, exhale, belly, chest, exhale, belly, chest. And as you release this breath, see yourself 6 months from now. See yourself in bloom. Dream a little bigger. Dream a little deeper. Being in bloom, flourishing, is breathtaking on you. See the path from 6 months to now. Your path is well lit, it is well provided for. There is gold dust all around. Connect again into your breath. And as you close up this breath work, let's move into meditation. If you've been taking the double inhales, now's the time to release them. Just come into a deep, luxurious, grounding breath. Inhale, exhale, and inhale again. Thank you. Let the same gold dust that was on your path land all around your body. This is your light of highest good. What is for your best radiates from within this light and holds you safe. When you rise, you inspire others to rise with you. When you think of success, abundance, and health, know that as you achieve the best of these elements of life, it helps others to rise with you. You lead, others follow. You are meant to have the healthiest, most abundant life. Choose now in this meditation that you will move through the world with the intention to live abundantly, to see yourself flourishing and flourished. Because as you tend to your fruit, so can others tend to theirs. Your growth, it doesn't deprive anyone else. It adds to the world. You can begin to move your body, taking a deep breath in and out, coming it back into this moment, into this timeline. I'm going to say thank you now for practicing with me today, for being part of the mixtape. And I'm going to remind you that if you want to take your breathwork experience deeper, all you have to do is go to spiritualmixtape.com, drop your details in, and you get a copy of Press Play, the most perfect accompaniment to this spring equinox feeling. Press Play is a breathwork to keep you motivated, because pressing play is a lifestyle. Thank you for being on this journey with me today. If you enjoyed the podcast, I'd always appreciate a like, a share, or a review. Thank you so much.